calling customer support. My name is Yamakisha. How may I help you?
I'd like to know where my refund is.
Okay, so I can definitely assist you with that. Just give me a brief moment to log into the system. Okay, so what's going on with your account?
I want to know what's going on with it. I should be refunded the amount that I was charged because I didn't order it.
Yes, ma'am. Give me a brief moment.
I was charged $5 for some damn reason. Doesn't make any sense to me since I didn't order the shit. But I accepted the $5 charge, and I was told it would be within my account within 3 to 5 days, and it's not.
Yes, ma'am. I can totally understand that. Can you provide me with your zip code, please?
32578.
32578?
Correct.
Okay, give me one moment. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for holding. I do apologize. Can you provide me with that zip code again?
I'm sorry?
I said thank you for holding. I do apologize for that.
No problem.
Can you provide me with your zip code again? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Can you provide me with your zip code again?
Oh, 32578.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And can you provide me with your first and last name?
Tracy Smart, S-M-A-R-T.
You said Tracy Smart, correct?
Correct.
And that zip code was 32578.
32578, yes.
You said yes?
Yes. 32578.
Okay, I finally located your account.
Cool.
So, Ms. Martin, just for security purposes, can you verify your mailing address for me?
1531 Katmar Road, Knightsville, Florida.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for that information. Give me a brief moment while the system loads the account. Okay. So, are we speaking of the $59.89 that was charged to your account?
Yeah. I didn't order any of this. I don't even know how this happened. It was a scam of some sort, and I was really unhappy about it.
Yes, ma'am. So on, what was it, May? In May, I'm seeing the date for May 11th. Do you remember entering a contest entry?
Oh, yeah. Well, nowhere on there does it say that you're going to be charged $60 to enter this contest. That is where the problem lies. It was legitimately a scam. I don't know how many people you got involved in it, but you made your money off the $5 that you're getting from every person that is refunding their money. I mean, yes. It's just ridiculous how it was done. And that's fine. It's over. I just want my money. I was told 3 to 5 business days, and you see it was done on the 11th. I immediately emailed them and told them to give me back my money.
Yes, ma'am. So, again, upon entering the contest, so you were actually paying for the ticket to enter the contest to win the free prize?
Yeah, well, it doesn't say anywhere on there that you're paying to enter the contest.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So now it does state in the terms and conditions
regardless, where's my money? It's been since the 11th. I don't care what that says. I was told I'd have my money back. Less $5.
Yes, ma'am. I can understand that. Give me a moment.
I mean, it's been how many days now?
Yes, ma'am. So
a lot.
It wasn't that you were going to receive the product. It was for the ticket to a chance to
I understand the whole scam. I get it. Mm-hmm. I want to know where my money is. I was told it would be refunded to my card within 3 to 5 business days.
So you previously called in and someone told you that?
Oh, I called immediately afterwards. Immediately afterwards. And I canceled the subscription.
Oh,
you should be able to see that on your record. It was done. I didn't have the account for more than 2 minutes.
Yes, ma'am. So give me a brief moment.
I emailed them. They emailed me back, said that they would cancel the subscription and refund my money within 3 to 5 business days.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm not showing. I'm not showing that the account is canceled.
Oh, so what? I need to send you a copy of that? Because I will. But at this point, I want to know where my money is. What are you trying to tell me right now? That you're not
giving
me my money?
No, ma'am. I'm just saying that I'm not showing that the account is canceled.
Oh, bullshit. Oh, yes, it was. It was not ever even activated because immediately once I discovered they were charging my card for something that I did not sign up for, I emailed them and called immediately.
Okay, so I see on 511 where you canceled the subscription for the Dyson vacuum cleaner contest entry. But you didn't.
Okay, so if I canceled the ticket, then why the hell would you have my money?
Because you were once you purchased the ticket, you were enrolled in the
I have the email.
And that is where the balance, the charge comes from on the account.
Right, and that was the issue. Right then, if I purchased a ticket for the same amount, see what you're doing here. This is a scam. I want my money back.
Yes, ma'am. I can totally understand that.
I want it now.
So have you at least had a chance
reverse
to try?
Reverse those charges, please.
Yes, ma'am. Have you at least had a chance to try the app?
Ma'am, listen. I don't want the fucking app. I want my money back because you guys are fucking scammers. Give me back my money now.
Yes, ma'am. So
I have the email. Don't make me go to the fucking news and everybody else I need to go to, because I will.
Yes, ma'am. I can totally understand
that. And let
that.
Everybody know what a fucking scam this is.
Yes, ma'am. So please allow me to just place you on a brief hold while I speak with my
No,
supervisor.
I don't want
to
be put on hold.
I'm
I want my
do.
Money refunded to me now.
Yes, ma'am. So I will have to place you on a hold to speak with my supervisor to see what I'm able to assist
you
with.
Oh, you let me speak to your supervisor, please.
Okay, I'm going to place you just on a brief hold, okay?
Watch out. Move. Watch out.
Much for holding. Oh, okay. So yeah. I can't offer you a 50%.
No, you can offer me my money back. I don't want your product.
I don't want nothing to do with it. I want my money back like I was told I was going to get it in 3 to 5 fucking days. I want to talk to your supervisor now, please.
Yes, ma'am. So...
No, no. I don't want to talk to you anymore. I want your supervisor, please.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that. Give me a brief moment.
Okay, so then let me have your supervisor. I don't want to hear any more from you, okay? I want your supervisor.
Ma'am.
That's it. I got nothing more to say to you.
Yes, ma'am. Give me a brief moment.
I'm really starting to get irritated. Beyond irritated. This is a fucking joke, a scam, and you people should be ashamed of your fucking self.
Yes, ma'am. So what if I can get that just a $20 rate for you? Just
$20 my
month.
Ass. I want my money back. I was told I would get my I would get my money back less $5.
You
now give me my fucking money.
Plus $5.
Give me your supervisor now.
Yes, ma'am.
I want your supervisor now.
Give me a brief moment while I get the supervisor.
No, I'm not giving you a fucking brief moment. I want your supervisor now, you fucking scam artist.
Yes, ma'am.
No, not yes, ma'am. I'm fucking over this, you fucking lying pieces of shit.
Okay, so I will have to ask you to
I want your supervisor.
That.
I have nothing more to say to you. I want all my money back like I was told I was going to get.
Yes, ma'am.
Except for $5.
Okay, so give me a brief moment to try to refund your account.
The brief moments are over. Let me have your supervisor, please. I have nothing more to say to you. You cannot make me happy now.
Yes, ma'am. I'm getting a supervisor for you. Just bear with me.
No, what the hell is wrong with you people? This is not a way to make money. Like, go to school and get an education or do something. Do something right. Don't scam fucking people. It's bullshit. I work hard for my money.
Yes, ma'am, and I do apologize for the inconvenience. I'm working on getting a supervisor for you. Just bear with me. I'm going to place you back on the brief hold.
Yeah.
Okay, so actually I'm not seeing anywhere in the notes where you were supposed to expect the refund
into the account. Are you going to play this fucking game with me, really?
Yes, ma'am, so I'm going to go ahead
That's what you're going to do? I want your fucking supervisor now. I want your supervisor, bitch. Do you understand me?
I will have to ask you to refrain from using those, or I will have to disconnect the call.
Listen here. I want your supervisor now.
Okay, so again, I'm going to process the refund for you, and then I'm going
to
get you connected over to my supervisor.
No, you can process the refund of all of my money.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to process your refund, and then I'm going to get you connected over to the supervisor.
And you're going to refund all my money, right?
Refund you the $59.89.
Yes, please. Thank you. And then send me to your supervisor, please.
Okay. Just give me a brief moment.
Can you tell me why it's taking this long?
Okay, so thank you so much for holding again, Ms. Smart. I did just try to process that refund for you, but for whatever reason, it's not going through. So you will need to contact your bank.
Oh, no, no. This is not my bank that has the problem.
Yes, ma'am, but I did try to just, process the refund for you to get refunded back into your account, but it did not go through. So you will need to contact your bank.
Ma'am, yes. I'm sorry, but this is not my problem. You folks did this. You can contact them and see why it's not going through, because it's not my problem.
Yes, ma'am, I can understand that as well, and I'm really sorry for the inconvenience that it may have caused you, but unfortunately, I'm unable to refund the account. You will need to contact your bank.
Okay, then I'll give you somewhere else you can refund it to then.
Yeah, the company is unable to refund those charges because it's not allowing us to refund it.
Okay, then you will take that $59.89 that you owe me, and you'll send it to a card.
You said send it where?
You can send it to my other bank. I'll give you another card that you can send it to.